my country is Australia. I will be there in Australia, and I love Australia. Thank you very much.
Welcome home, Akeem!
That was the sound of Melbourne Airport this afternoon following the arrival of footballer Hakeem Al Arabi after stepping off a flight from Thailand. I think the plane actually came in early too, which was even extra exciting, a plane that comes in early. A Thai court ruled that the extradition case against the Melbourne-based footballer be dropped after an Interpol red notice was issued for his arrest last year. Tonight, Hakeem's supporters, including team members, advocates, friends and family, are gathering to celebrate their successful campaign in bringing Hakeem home. John Didatlitsa joins us now. He's the CEO of Professional Footballers Australia. Welcome.
Yes.
Ah, there you are. I know it's been a really long day for the friends, family and supporters of Hakeem Al Arabi. Surely you must be too tired to party.
Not at all. I think the adrenaline's just kicking in now. The third wind is upon us and we're ready for the final chapter, which is the fun part, which is the actual sharing of this experience with so many others.
Okay, so Hakeem isn't with you tonight. Where is he and what's he up to? I'm sorry that I'm not asking only about your whereabouts, but I do want to know about him.
No, he's actually just walked in.
Oh, party. Does he feel like talking to me?
Yeah, no, he's busy with a whole host of people, so he's okay.
All right, but he's at your party. Yeah. All right, what's he doing?
Yeah,
give me a description.
He's navigating his way through the posse, and there's a round of applause for him right now. And you can hear that in the background. So it's a pretty special moment, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Take me a bit closer so I can have a bit of a sound of the party. What, people are clapping for him? Is there a speech going on? Tell me more.
No speeches. People are, I think everyone's too exhausted to actually speak. So they're just, enjoying the new, having him around, which is great.
How many people are there?
We've got about 50 here. So it's just a lot of the people who did a lot of work on the campaign. It was a pretty spontaneous approach, and we just thought we want to get together and just share our war stories from the past couple of months.
The war stories. So has he come in with his wife?
No. She's remained at home.
Did you expect him to come tonight?
Well, hopeful that he would, but to see him in here in the flesh is fantastic. And he looks, somebody who's glad to be here and obviously made the effort to come, which is wonderful. So we're hopeful that he would, but there was no guarantees. We didn't want to put any pressure on him. He's been in a pretty high-pressure situation.
Yeah, he's been in jail for 80 days.
Correct. So we weren't too inclined to give him any ultimatums.
What was the tipping point that you think secured his release?
I think there was a real incremental growth of the campaign over the first 2 months. But there's no doubt the imagery of him coming into court in shackles proved to be the tipping point that you referred to. I think that really removed any sense of doubt in people's minds about the cause they were fighting for. I think that really showed strong.
I'm having trouble hearing you. I don't know what you're doing.
But sorry there?
Yep.
Sorry. So I think, as I was mentioning, the tipping point was very much the imagery of him in shackles. Now, seeing that, I think that really demonstrated to people that this wasn't just some random person sitting in a prison cell. This was somebody who was suffering on a daily basis and was being treated inhumanely. And that balanced against the story that people had been told. It was really a strong image that I think switched people from being, passively interested to being really actively involved.
You were with Hakeem when he got off the plane. Did you get a chance to talk to him about what happened?
Yeah, we did. We spoke. We had about 15 minutes in the green room, as it were, before he entered the media fray. And his instinctive reaction was that he was ready to play this weekend, that he'd missed playing, that he'd missed his teammates and wanted to get back out and, make himself available for the start of the season in this weekend. So he's clearly had a difficult period, and now he's he's just so glad to be back among familiar faces.
There are multiple calls for an inquiry into Hakeem's arrest. Federal Labor says they'll use the Senate estimates process to find out why and how he got detained, and the Greens want a Senate inquiry. Do you support further investigations into the arrest?
I think our focus from the Players Association is on Hakeem and ensuring that his well-being is safeguarded. He's just been through a period of significant trauma. So we need to ensure that he personally is okay. So that's where our focus will be. I think more broadly, though, there are a number of areas that require further discussion. One of those absolutely is how on earth, you know, this mistake was made. I mean, I called it Kafkaesque the other day, is how on earth somebody can sit in a Thai prison for 80 days because of what appears to have been somebody failing to tick a box on an Interpol system. Just incredible. So I think that warrants serious questions. We can't have more people trapped in that situation. But more so, we also need to investigate the roles of FIFA and the AFC, you know, the governing football bodies, and what they're actually doing to promote human rights within their jurisdiction. How is it that footballers can be tortured? How is it that footballers can be imprisoned by people who hold senior positions within the football governance structure? So from our perspective as part of the football community, I think there's still some serious questions to be asked of FIFA and the AFC and people that hold senior positions within those organisations.
Well, it's a pretty exciting night. Send him RN Drive's wishes. We'd love to get him on the phone, but I get that he's, well, immersed in a party right now. Thanks for coming on.
He is indeed. Thank you for the time.
John Didalitsa is the CEO of Professional Footballers Australia. And yeah, he's there at a party with Hakeem Al Arabi. I did try and get him on the line. Of course I did. Of course I tried. Couldn't harass that poor guy any longer, though, could I? They are at a party. About 50 people are there.